Today is Thursday, February 26, 2009, and this is an editorial comment from the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, at United Airlines. This is retired flight attendant volunteer Jerry Butts reporting from Chicago. Each new day seems to accelerate the relentless torrent of bad economic news. Here in America and around the planet, ordinary people are driven further into a fetal crouch of fear. Fear that this downward spiral has yet to find a bottom. We ask ourselves not only when will it end, but will it ever end? Frightened people find themselves at a severe disadvantage when it comes to bargaining for a better future. Those who sit astride the financial power structure, whether on Wall Street or at UAL headquarters in Chicago, continue to preach the gospel of sacrifice by everyone but themselves. They exempt themselves from any blame for what's happened, and they present themselves as the only way out of this mess. Those who drove us into the ditch refuse to hand over the keys. Instead, they demand and they receive bonuses as they send hundreds of thousands to the unemployment lines. Out-of-touch boards of directors continue to buy into the bogus arguments that these captains of industry are indispensable, and we must pay any price to keep them. Which begs the question, where in the hell would Glenn Tilton go if United cut him loose? His track record at this airline is abysmal, and it's unlikely his name would end up on the list of any respectable headhunter. But let's give it a try anyway. Maybe Glenn would find his way to Merrill Lynch, or Bear Stearns, or Northern Trust. He'd fit right in with the immoral pygmies who have taken billions in federal bailout money and squandered it on retention bonuses, lavish golf tournaments, and corporate get-togethers. It's all tax-deductible, you know. But before we get too depressed by the bleak outlook of today, let's consider what's changed since January 20th. There is progressive new leadership at both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. Their legislative agenda is starkly different from what we've lived through these past 8 years. The interests and needs of ordinary citizens are finally being put ahead of those few who have benefited so mightily from the conservative dogma which has ruled Washington. They've had it their way long enough, and look where it's gotten us. The Republican minority in Congress has settled on a strategy of just say no to whatever President Obama proposes to get us out of this mess. They trot out people like Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana to tell us that government is the problem, not the solution. And he cites the debacle following Hurricane Katrina as a prime example. Well, yeah. And just who was running the show back then, Bobby? The natural disaster that was compounded by FEMA continues to this day. So save your breath, Governor. That crap may resonate on Fox News, but you've lost the rest of us. We're seeing a bold domestic program unfolding, designed to benefit the vast majority of Americans who are hungering for help. We finally have a Secretary of Labor who actually supports people who, well, labor. And as United AFA prepares to enter negotiations on April 6th, we're holding a much stronger hand than just a few weeks ago. So not all of the news is bad. In fact, a lot of it is quite encouraging. The political winds are at our back for a change, and together we intend to make the most of it. Join us again on March 12th. Don't leave home without your AFA pin, and thanks for checking in.